And welcome to the Empowerment Coach podcast, episode number 45. It is the 4th of April 2024, so 4424, which, if you're spiritual, might mean something to you. It's the Easter holidays now, so we're right in kind of smack bang in the Easter holidays, and it's been a bit of a there's been a mixture of kind of chill and crazy, to be honest. I've had some Easter camps on at the dance school. I'm launching a new course called Empower Her. So there's been lots of kind of work towards that. Excuse me. What else have we done recently? We went and cuddled some lambs and we seen a lamb getting born, which was quite amazing. Quite scary as well though, because the lamb almost didn't make it, but thankfully it did. So it was nice to see have that kind of happy ending. And it's been a bit of a blur this week, actually, if I'm being entirely honest. But I'm reaching out for talking to females and stuff like that about this new course I'm launching. I've also opened up my empowerment coach group that I started during lockdown. And it was something I started during lockdown. It wasn't called the Empowerment Coach at the time. I can't remember what it was called. And I started during lockdown and just started this kind of fitness page, if you like, group. And my dog is in the background eating a toy. So hopefully he's not going to be too distracting. And I started this off, and it's something that I probably in hindsight is one of those ones, oh, maybe should have just kept it going from then. But it wasn't the time. It wasn't the right time. It wasn't the right... it was a lot. I had a lot going on and stuff like that at the time. I was working a shift work as well as doing the mum thing, doing the dance teacher thing, all that jazz. So it just wasn't the right time. So in this kind of realization and clarification of what I am intending to do with the Empowerment Coach, it made sense to kind of resurrect it, if you like. So we've resurrected it, and there's loads of people that have joined. It's been amazing. It's sat with 126 people on it, or females on it, since all those years ago. It's now got 232, I want to say. Let me just check. And obviously there's lots of communication happening there with me specifically. 233, an extra one than what I thought. And something that's been popping up a lot when I'm having conversation with these females is the people pleasing thing. And it's such a thing that we do as females. And that's not to say that males don't do it as well, absolutely do, but I think it's so ingrained in us as females to be like, do everything for everybody, and the nurturing and the yes man kind of mentality. But it's exhausting. It is absolutely exhausting. And something I've said to quite a lot of females in the last few days is, when your cup is not full, it can't spill over. So when you serve yourself first, it means that you have more to give. When you are full, you have more to give. And it's the interactions are nicer, the engagement's nicer. You won't be as snappy, you won't be as hot-headed, you won't be as kind of exhausted and stressed. And some of them are saying, I hate that it sounds so selfish. And this is the thing that we need to get over as females. We think that when we look at looking at our own personal power and looking at our own life and looking at what we want out of life, what we want to do, especially if you're a mother, and people think it's selfish and doing that and focusing on yourself because you have offspring that you're having to look after. You might have a partner, you might have family members that you're caring for. The list goes on and on and on and on, as well as jobs, as well as all the rest of it, as well as trying to keep some friendships and all that sort of stuff. And it's hard to juggle everything. But I want to tell you right now, as a female to a female, it is not selfish. It's actually a necessity. It's something that you must do. It's something that you have to ingrain in, because when you are exhausted, all those people that rely on you or that you feel rely on you, if you flip it into that perspective, they will not have you to rely on. So where do they all lie then? All these people that you're trying so hard to kind of keep above board while you're sinking. Eventually you will sink. Eventually that burnout will come, and that exhaustion will come. Now that may come in a physical ailment, a physical disease. It might come in a mental ailment. You might end up hospitalized or something because of this absolute exhaustion. And there's people who are really close to me who have been at that point with breakdown, like a proper breakdown. And it's horrible to witness as somebody who cares about other people or who cares about their family members. It's horrible to witness. And yet I watch this person in particular, I watch them continue to do it. I watch them continue to people please and continue to exhaust themselves and like peel from themselves and pour from themselves when they don't have anything left to pour. And eventually it does catch up with you. It does in some capacity. And it's important that we learn the lessons from that and don't continue to do so. And it's a shame too, because obviously when you're people pleasing, or when you're it comes from a place of love, it comes from a place of care, it comes from a place of wanting to help, and that is absolutely okay, and that's absolutely amazing. It's amazing that you care so much about and so deeply about other people that you want to help. But who is helping you? That is the big question. And if you cannot give any more, or you continue to try to give some more when your cup is not full, when you are not serving yourself, it's going to end up in a lot of resentment, a lot of frustration. And then that'll come out to the wrong people as well. So I suppose this message is to remind you that you have to look after number one, because when you are served and when you are full and when you are fulfilled, then that bleeds into every single other interaction you have, every single other work thing you have, every single other relationship you have. And when you don't, it also bleeds into every single workplace you have, work thing you have, every single relationship you have, every single connection you have. What kind of a energy transfer do you want that to be? Do you want it to be the negative type kind? Do you want it to be the positive kind? That's not selfish. It is not selfish to put yourself first. It is not selfish to say, I actually need a break. It's not selfish to say, I'm doing something for me this week. I'm doing something for me this month. I'm doing something for me every single day if it comes to it. There's a quote that I often refer to, and it's, if you don't, let me get this right, I might butcher this. If you don't heal what hurt you, you'll bleed on the people that didn't cut you. And I suppose that's referring to kind of trauma and stuff like that, which a lot of people pleasing comes from. It comes from a trauma response of having to be that person that's always there, be that person that's always helping, be that person that doesn't let people down, be that person. So where does it come from? Ask yourself, where does that come from? Where does that people pleasing come from? Because I promise you it'll come somewhere from childhood. It'll be like a trauma response to something or other. And that's not saying it's a bad thing. And I want to really reiterate that. It is wholesome, it's lovely, it's beautiful that you care so deeply. It's amazing that you care so deeply. But you have to have that same deep care about yourself. And that's where it comes down to. That's where it boils down to. You have to have that deep, deep care about yourself, because in kind of a pouring your bucket onto other people, your own bucket is getting more and more empty. You need to fill that up. It's something that's we forget as females, and it's certainly something that I've done a lot more in the last few years, and especially certainly actually more so in the last, I would say the last maybe a year. I would say it's really like, I need to make sure I'm doing something that serves me. I need to make sure I'm doing something that fills my cup. I need to do something that makes me feel whole and fulfilled and lit up inside. And that often comes to like spirituality stuff, even like things like I go out to the woods with a dog. That, like, it doesn't need to be big extravagant things. It doesn't need to be going and getting bloody the full works, nails, massages, all that sort of stuff. Although absolutely, if that's what works for you, knock yourself out, do something that works for you. But I just want to reiterate and confirm the message that looking after yourself is a priority, has to be a priority, because you matter. You matter. And it's so important to hear that. As a female, it's so important to hear that. You are worthy. You are enough. You are, and I want to say enough as in you're enough without having to do all that. You are worthy without having to do all that. All the people that care about you anyway, regardless of whether you're running around like a blue arse fly trying to help and solve and all the rest of it. The people that matter, the people that really, really matter, they know it anyway. They know you care. You don't have to run yourself ragged into the ground to show people that you care, to show people that you're enough, to show people that you, like, you're helpful and that you are whatever that is to you. So, look after number one. Ask yourself, if you do people please, where does it come from? Journal it out. Ask the question. Have a wee meditation. Do whatever works for you. Have a conversation with somebody about that. Something we don't do enough is just converse with people. Like, really converse. Like, not superficial. Like, deep, deep, deep stuff. So, yeah, that's my message for today. It's important to know this. It's not selfish. It is a must. Have a great, great, great day.